Guys, it was Father's Day yesterday. Happy Father's Day to both of you guys.
Hey, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yes, I saw a little lady on the thing. Instagram.
You know what was happening there? Nikki went to go to the supermarket and did a big buy-up, and she's like, "Happy Father's Day, you get to sit and look after her." So I'm just sitting in the car, and I'm like, "Let's put a video on Instagram." She's bored.
And she nailed it.
She did nail it.
So I was in the paper on Sunday.
Were you? Yes. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, the Daily News, world's best dad.
Wait. I haven't heard of the Daily News.
Yeah, no, it was made up by my 7-year old in grade 2.
How cute.
And it was the front page of the paper, and it says the world's best dad, and talking about me, and that and my name's Lulu, and I have a dad who is cool and loving. And they did a top 10 reasons why.
Oh, so good.
I've got a list.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Geez, no,
it's usually my territory.
Slow news day. I mean, like North Korea's still going. I mean, I understand, Lulu, what you're going with.
This Daily News has got to work on it.
But it does melt your heart when you get up in the morning and they made me eggs and bacon, and Lulu made me a coffee, and
nice.
They all come out, cuddle, and I actually brought my home presents. So I brought a couple of bottles of cologne and gave it to them to give to me, but... That's
cologne or female aftershave?
No, perfume. Cologne. Mm, yeah, I got cologne.
Are you wearing men's aftershave?
Yeah, I got it on today. It's a bit different. That's why I said I smell good, because I smell like a normal dude.
Because they'd be the only ones on sale because it's Father's Day. You're walking in. No. Just after some females.
But the girls all brought me a present, and you sit there and you open it up and they get cards. And she gave me this. It was a 10 reasons why my dad is the best. And my dad is the best because.
Okay.
It's listed from 1 to 10. So we'll just see what you guys think.
Okay.
Number one is probably the one that you really care about.
Mm.
Cool. Yep, tick.
Fee? I mean, you didn't... to be honest, you didn't throw it out to us. Fee, how do you feel?
You're cool.
Yeah, cool. Number two, fun.
You're a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'll definitely pay that.
Yep.
Very fun.
For better or worse,
yes.
He is fun.
Three, nice.
Yeah, you're actually very nice.
He is a good guy.
Four, joyful.
Yeah.
Five.
That could cover fun. I mean.
Yeah, well, she's in grade two.
Are you critiquing her editing?
No, I just feel like I'm giving him more and more compliments when really some of them could just cover.
Number five, loving.
Yes, yeah. That too.
And this
yes.
is where they all start to sound similar. Five, slick.
Well, hang on. No.
Come on. I'm a slick
I reckon era. We've hit a hurdle.
Number seven. Yeah. This is what
Wait a second. You can't move on, mate. Yeah. Fee's
no,
just
I don't think
bit...
slick. When I think Brendan Favola, I don't think slick.
Are you serious?
I think.
See me in the GQ magazine? I'll Google it. I look slick.
Oh, sleek. Do you mean sleek?
No, slick. Just.
Okay.
Well, hold on. You turn up most mornings in your moccasins and your tracksuit shorts.
Look at me today.
Yeah, that is the exception, not the rule, though, champion.
All right.
This is where it gets a bit, what does she actually think of me? Number seven, crazy.
She said it.
Are you deferring to a seven-year-old for me?
And then there was eight, kind, nine, awesome, and 10, amazing. So that was from my little daughter.
Again,
who
she
the daily
said it.
News.
No, you are amazing.
You're
happy,
right.
Happy you Father's are... Day to all the dads out there. Hope you had a great day.
Yeah.
And I did post a picture of Big Ange.
Oh, Big Ange Favola.
Great.
I tried to find the most horrific photo I could, and I nailed it.
Do you know what? I actually felt bad because I went to Dad's for lunch, and I watched as Dad made a roast. I just realised that was really poor form.
I did the same thing.
He made the lunch himself.
I had my brother and his daughters over.
Yeah.
And Megs, who's... pregnant with their fourth, and I made a roast.
That's and no one helped,
no one helped me.
There we go. Happy Father's Day, mate.
Amazing, number 10.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You know how Taylor Swift has her posse of girls? What do they call themselves? The
Swifties?
You know,
Swifties.
Swifties. Yeah, Swifties. But you know how she's got all her mates that all hang out together?
Oh, like
Ruby
a squad.
Rose. A squad. A girl squad. Yeah. A massive girl
squad.
The Tay-Tay squad. Well, one of her squad members got married over the weekend. And here's an interesting proposition. I don't know if any girls are listening and I wonder what they do because I was thinking about this. So Taylor was a bridesmaid. Now, the only thing is, and I've never been married, but I know from enough of my girlfriends who have been, that day is all about you, the bride.
True.
Now, if you've got Taylor Swift as your bridesmaid, no offence, no longer about you. In fact, it's all about Tay-Tay.
It'd be like if you were a bridesmaid.
No, that's true. Have been a bridesmaid. I did. I upstaged one of my girlfriends badly. No, it's not what you think.
That's the end of the break.
No. Do you know what I did to my girlfriend Erica, and I still feel bad about this? So I was her bridesmaid, and she had gorgeous long blonde hair. I had long shoulder length hair, and I can understand this in retrospect.
Gorgeous.
Me? No, she was gorgeous.
Oh,
she was,
please.
She is amazing looking. But what I did a week before the wedding, I was living in Sydney at the time, and I went to a cool hipster sort of hair salon, and the guy there, he was British, and he was saying to me, I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to chop your hair up. And then he suggested I get this chocolate brown tiger stripe through the front of it. Actually, Byron, you remember this phase.
I remember the tiger stripe.
Very
90s. It was not great. It was, well, this was like 2006. Ooh. It was very unflattering.
Still very 90s.
Yeah, you're right. And I remember I came down on the Friday, because it was here, her bridal ceremony, and we went out for that drink, the dinner drinks on the Friday night, and she just looked at me and went, what have you done? Like, what have you done? I mean, that's not the reaction you want when you've gone and had your hair done, but I can now see.
You had a speed stripe, mate. Yeah. You were going down the aisle quicker.
I can see in the photos. I ruined her wedding photos. Mm. That was disgusting. Oh. I've deleted all photos of me with that tiger stripe, but it's in her album. So there we go. I might not have been Taylor, being particularly famous and everyone wants a bit of Taylor action, but I did upstage my girlfriend. So 131060, has someone upstaged your wedding? And doesn't actually have to be in the bridal party.
Yeah, but Taylor, her friend, knows if she's got her in the bridal party that it's not going to be normal.
Well, she'd have to know that.
You've got to know that. She's got her in there because she wanted to be everywhere.
But also, you don't want Taylor around. As soon as anything she touches, a relationship falls apart and she writes a song about it. So you'd be like, man, if you could just keep your distance. I don't want to be on your next album, all right?
Leon, you had what was your story about being upstaged at a wedding?
I was at a wedding, and during the speeches, one of the groomsmen just stood up and yelled, my wife's just gone into labour.
No, not about you, mate. I mean, congrats, but not now.
But like, what he could have done is just run out. He didn't have to,
need to make the announcement.
Say that.
Yeah, well said.
Could have just run out.
It's like if you Google like stuff like this in weddings, how they stuff up when someone gets married, and then that's, oh, yeah, and then someone proposes to their fiancé and upstages them. Because it's all about them. Congratulations.
That, mind you, on the weekend, I had Carl and Diane's wedding. Congratulations to them. And I was the MC. I was crushing it pretty hard, guys. Possibly.
Give upstage.
Whoops. 131060 is the number.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Chelsea from Chelsea. I love that. Are you there, Chelsea?
Thanks, Beef. How you going?
They're good. That's made my day. I love it. Have you lived in Chelsea long, Chelsea?
Yes, so it was a friend of mine's wedding.
Faith, can you just reset what we're talking about instead of being so obsessed with her name and her suburb?
Sorry, this is about when you've been upstaged at your wedding, or you've seen somebody upstage, the bride or the groom. And sorry, Chelsea, you were at a friend of yours' wedding.
Yeah, so it was a good friend of mine's wedding. And her sister-in-law rocked up in a bright orange dress.
Oh.
And this sister-in-law is absolutely stunning, so all attention was completely on her. And all throughout her wedding album, she's blacked out that dress. So she all the photos. It's an
hour
black dress.
The thing is, Chelsea, she knew what she was doing, because I reckon when you get ready for a wedding, you look in the mirror, and if you look too hot, like obviously that you said you're really trying. If you look too hot, you go, I've got to tone this down a bit. Mm. You can't look too hot at a wedding.
You've done that.
No, I haven't. Quite the opposite.
At weddings, I always dress down.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah.
I do.
Of course, you do. You do. Thank you for that, Chelsea. Michelle in Geelong. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle. Were you the bride? Were you upstaged?
No, I was a friend. One of the best friends of the bride, and I hurt myself really bad. I fell into a fernery when we were catching the bouquet.
How did it play out?
Pardon?
How did that happen?
Well, it was like a rotisserie thing, like around, it was out in a farm.
Yeah.
And we were all standing behind the railing, and she threw it from the stage platform bit and threw it into the middle of the rotisserie thing, and I went to catch it and slipped on the rail.
Michelle, we've got audio of it here. We're actually going to watch it at the same time. So hang on, Michelle, we've got the audio and we've got the video here to watch. Okay, let's listen to Michelle falling in.
Three, two, one.
Fev's just seen it. Michelle. What do you reckon, Fev?
Michelle. Did you? It looked like you fell off a cliff. How far did you fall
down? Yeah, I know. So many people said that. And it's been on Ellen DeGeneres and all those type of shows. That
Michelle, because on the video it looks like you're actually falling off a building, how far did you fall and were you hurt?
Oh, I only fell like maybe a metre and I fell into like all pots and fernery.
Oh, shit. It looked spinal almost. It looked a very serious injury.
Yeah, my back's still sore from
it. Oh, wow,
well,
okay.
Serious.
We've put it up on the Instagram. I know your back's sore, but it does get a lot of clicks.
It
so.
Also didn't look like you caught the bouquet.
Yeah, no. I did eventually when I fell in there and then I stood up with it.
So. Oh, yeah? And did you and the paramedic? Is there anything there on the long term?
No, there was no one.
Oh,
there.
Just checking. So on Instagram, Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron, go look at that video right now. You won't believe what happens to Michelle there in Geelong.
If that was funny, its own videos, you've won yourself a VCR player. That is.
7:33 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, the privilege of working at this great establishment is on a Monday morning, we get delivered the papers. That's every day. But on a Monday, we get the Woman's Day and New Idea. And I stumbled across this when I walked in. And funny, we just played Pink. She's on the front cover. And it's the closest you're going to get to her this week, Boxy, because you're right next to her.
I can see that. What's the headline?
And the headline is Fifi and Delta, two miracle babies.
Having a baby with Delta?
Yes. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
So you're pregnant. Congratulations.
Well, I'm not. I'm definitely not pregnant. And
I've been reading this.
Even in a relationship with Delta. Not that I'm against being in a relationship with Delta. I'd welcome that. I love Delta.
Well, there's the story.
Celebrity baby boom. So I thought, well, you're pregnant. Mm. That's amazing. I can't believe you didn't tell us.
You know, you'll
and
be the first to know.
And I thought we'd get a little Trixie Box.
Oh, dear.
On the phone. Well, see what she thinks about that.
Your daughter's
she
called.
She doesn't need to comment on rumours.
Oh, geez, that's welcoming. My mother says, oh, dear, as soon as her daughter gets on with air.
No, because you don't want you reading this rubbish. You know it's not true.
Well, okay, initially, I have your corner, Fiona, because I don't really read New Idea. I think print media is dead, all right? Socialist, that's what it says. And New Idea, how about made-up idea, guys? How about you sat in the woods, smoked God knows what, and started piling out dribble ideas? That's a better name for your so-called publication. So I was at home, Fiona, and I noticed this copy sitting on the top of those piles of the other ones you got at home.
Yeah.
Jeez, we get on every second week, don't we? Mate?
Do you collect them, Pete?
Certainly don't.
You do.
Anyway, okay, let's live that lie. Anyway, it says here you are hoping to fall pregnant in the next few months, Fiona. And initial question, do you have to fall over to get pregnant? Because I'm a little worried. With this wet weather, I fall over all the time. Like, do I have to get my affairs in business? What's going on?
No, that's not what happens.
Oh, thank God. I don't want to get pregnant. I haven't learned how to finger paint quickly yet. Give me heart palpitations. Anyway!
Yes.
Fiona?
Yes, Trixie?
Fiona, look at me. Look at me.
I can't. You're on the phone.
It's the theatre of radio.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You're not getting pregnant, are you?
No, it's okay. I'm definitely not pregnant.
Good, because I don't need another rooster in the hen house, all right? Another kid comes along and dips into my little pony slush fund, there will be hell to pay! Because that money is all mine.
Ooh.
That was crazy.
Chilling.
Very much so. Peace out, bitches.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Are you smarter than... Arena Spectacular!
At the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne!
Yes, it is happening. Our Arena Spectacular for Are You Smarter Than? Our little quiz we play at 20 past 6 every morning. The segment our boss wanted to get banned from the show. He's not a fan of it. Right. We've said, no, Melbourne loved this segment so much, you can't get rid of it. We're going to take it to an arena. Few glitches, couldn't actually get an actual bona fide arena.
Chipmunks Play Centre.
Yeah, well, we couldn't get the MCG in Hisense or Etihad, but you know what? Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne is an arena in its own right. It's an arena for kids to play. So we're thrilled about that. Now, the only thing is, Fev, the next thing we need to sort out
is a host, I would have thought.
Correct, host.
So, was any of this sorted out at the start? This is, you're really flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, that's where you sometimes get the best results. And you know what? I think the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne is one of the best results. Sure.
Because normally we're the hosts. I'll host it and you get the answer to the question, or you host me and I get to answer the question. But we're going to be playing.
We're playing. So we've got a guest coming up on the show very shortly, and we intend to ask him none other than Mr. Karl Stefanovic.
He's too high profile.
Well, can you get behind this, Byron? You seem to be a bit negative.
You're
going
to ask Karl Stefanovic to come to the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne and host.
He's a great bloke.
Got nothing else on. He loves it. Loves the frog.
He'd like a morning off the Today Show, probably. Okay.
So we're going to ask him that after 8 o'clock. Karl Stefanovic, will you host our event? In the meantime, fox.com.au. Look, the one thing that there's lots of things that's good about it. Sorry, Fief.
Yeah.
One of many things that's good about it. We can talk about the cash prize for the winner, can't we?
We've already talked about it.
Good stuff. 10 grand. Fox.com.au. Join in. Sign up.
Do you listen to what I say?
No. Karl Stefanovic at 20 past this morning.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Angelina Jolie has had an interview or been interviewed, and it's very rare that she or even Brad, for that matter, ever talk or allow themselves to be interviewed. But in this first interview that she's had since she split from Brad Pitt, she said a few things that I think are quite interesting. One of those is that she does not enjoy being single. I'll read the quote. "I don't enjoy being single. It's not something I wanted. There's nothing nice about it."
Ooh.
I know. I thought that's harsh. You're nodding, Fev. You feel that passionately about not being single.
Yeah, I'm someone that needs someone, I think.
Mm.
I don't like being single. It's not fun.
But you to think say there's nothing nice about it, because I think there's think lots it's all of green nice grass things about and
fun. Yeah, but
you own a relationship now, just to remind you.
Sorry,
as a male, you go to the pub, you get free rein and do whatever, but when you get home, it's like, well, I'd rather have a life companion with me.
Oh.
And I think that is a wonderful sentiment, and that I understand what Angelina was saying.
But I'm crying.
The only thing, on
is there
behalf
a high pollen
of,
count here?
On behalf of single people, because I'm not one, obviously.
Oh, hello. What's happened
no,
there?
No, what I mean is I have, when I've been single, actually loved it. Like, I never had a problem being single. In fact, I have a problem the other way more often than not. Like, I find I like my independence. I love doing my own thing. And
but the thing is, when you find a partner, you have that anyway.
Oh, of course you do. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, relationships are great too.
Oh my God, this has been twists and turns. No, I never saw coming.
Mad shout out to Feast Boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
Regular
he
listener.
He knows how much I enjoy being in a relationship. I'm just.
But
you
if
know,
you can give her own space.
No, what I think I'm saying is, if I was single and I read that from Angelina, I'd go, whoa, back up, hang on. To say there's nothing nice about being single. And 131060, anyone out there who is single and does take offence to this, I mean, that can be a slight on your lifestyle. If you choose to be single and love it, and somebody says there's nothing nice about it, maybe you want to defend it. Defend the single status.
Well, I'd even like to give it a shout out. I love my partner. I love my child. I do not like being hungover with them. Yeah. I like to. That was the one thing when I'm single and you've got a whole day of Netflix and Beautiful. Uber Eats coming to your door and you're in your tracky dacks and no one's saying, can you look after her? Because I'm heading out to meet my mates because you were at the footy last night and that was your choice.
Oh, yeah, boy. Well, there is pros and cons, Dave and Boxy and Byron, but I think the pros, they outnumber the cons of being in a relationship, I reckon.
Yeah, that's nice, but
especially
not everybody
when something, No, but when something good happens, sure. You've got someone to share it with.
I know, but
you've got someone to talk to, it's your best friend.
But that's great, you're blessed with it. But for people who can't find somebody that they love as much as you love Alex or don't necessarily find that, I don't think that it's right for people in relationships to rub it in their noses. Like Angelina saying, there's nothing nice about being single. Well, no, there's something. That's just, unfortunately, the path for some people out there, they never find a partner. So I want them to be able to feel good about themselves
good.
And feel good about their single status.
Please call 131060.
Which you love so much.
It's the number. We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're just talking about Angelina Jolie opening up about her life and the fact that she doesn't like being single. And her quote was, and look, everyone is allowed their opinion and this is her opinion. There's nothing nice about it. It's just hard. Now, that is definitely how a lot of people feel about being single. Fev, you just said that. You'd much prefer to be in a relationship. But if you are single or you love being single, maybe you want to refute this comment. Michelle in Mentone. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Good, Michelle. Now, Angelina said there's nothing nice about being single. Do you agree or disagree?
After being married for 20 years and being single for 5 years, I love it. I don't have to negotiate anything.
Oh, so every night is your movie night. You don't have to compromise.
Absolutely. I control the remote.
It is. I mean, there That's is that. There's you look to decide.
Your eyes just lit up. Dinner. Look at her.
I'm just saying, there are so many positives.
There are. From everything from raising your children to when you go out to what you eat for dinner, not having to cook three meals. You know, it's just bliss.
Or when not cooking dinner. Just doing whatever you want.
Exactly.
Having Oreos for dinner, whatever.
Yes.
I love it, Michelle. We should move in report. Together.
Really good report.
Ariana.
If you're eating Oreos for dinner, mate, you need another adult around.
If you move in together, you're not single anymore.
Oh, you're right. No, flatmates. Housemates.
Yeah, that's just bad.
You can't demote your partner down to flatmate. My little flatmate there.
Then you can just have rules, though. So you got housemate rules.
Well, you just want to control someone.
No, Ariana.
Bingo.
How are you?
Good, thank you, guys. I love listening to you guys in the morning. You are the best.
Oh, thank you. Now, we love having you on the show. What do you think about being single? Do you love it or hate it?
I absolutely love it. I don't have to answer to anyone. I've been single now for 3 years. I don't have to look after anyone. I've got kids, obviously. I can do what I want to do, party when I want to party, stay home and veg out. It's the best life. Look, it's nice to have someone, but you've got to have the right person, and it's not happening out there. So you know what?
Enjoy what you got.
Yeah, exactly. I've got beautiful kids. I've got a great job. Oh, life is good.
Oh, this is great. You're really selling
this. We should all just dump our partners. This is amazing.
It sounds... Arani, you really sold that.
Fev looks like he's getting one over. No.
Sandra in Geelong. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Sandra. So Angelina Jolie has said there's nothing nice about being single. Do you disagree?
I disagree. Yes.
Oh, God. You're a bit like me.
The only thing that was going through my mind was that she's only saying that because she's no longer with Brad Pitt. I'd be saying that if I wasn't with Brad Pitt too.
That's a very good point. So the context is very important. When you've had Brad Pitt, single would probably suck. But when you've had, you know, like other guys, maybe it is better being single.
That's exactly like Ariana. I wanted to come in, but we went to the next caller. If someone walked into her life like a Brad Pitt and said, hey, baby, let's just chill and I'll cook you dinner, she'll be... pretty sure she'd take that.
You're right. It all rests on Brad Pitt walking into somebody's life.
Carl Stefanovic is going to chat to us after this with an offer that we will make him that I suspect he can refuse. That is coming up right after this on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This is the massive event that people are talking about.
Are you smarter than... Arena Spectacular.
At the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne.
He's dominating television. It's a ratings blockbuster. Well, that's a new one. It's a blockbuster this time next year. Tonight, 8:40 on Channel 9 after the block, and he's back on the show, Carl Stefanovic. Welcome back.
It's so good to be part of a blockbuster, let me tell you. That absolutely sums up my life.
The blockbuster. Well, Carl, as blockbuster as your life is, you are kicking so many goals, dominating the Today Show, you know, killing it in the ratings this time next year. Now, we've got a little arena spectacular that we're putting on. It's a big trivia night, essentially, that we've got happening at the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne.
It's going to be huge.
Nice.
Well, we tried to get an arena, and we're thinking MCG, Etihad, Rod Laver, Margaret Court. So with my connections, my old office was the MCG, so I gave them a call.
Yeah.
But there's a bit going on in September, so they shut me down real quick.
Oh, what a joke.
We haven't locked in a host. We're aiming for Baby John Burgess, Glenn Reed.
He was too expensive.
When is this thing happening? Because I've got a lot of openings.
Carl,
we'd
that
love
would
you
be
to
amazing.
Come down, Carl.
September 14th. Yeah.
September 4th. What night is that of the
Thursday
week?
Thursday night.
Well, that's difficult, but hang on. What time would you start?
6 p.m.
Whatever time you got there.
I might be able to do that.
Oh, we'll lock it in as a tentative. We'll just put the pencil. Yeah. We won't put any biro in yet, but we'll pop it in the lead.
And what?
Fifi is not on the take. I'll give you the tip.
Now, why
I've got you here, Carl, we do this, and this segment's that big, and you know what breakfast time slot's like. We do this at 20 past six.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. It gets a lot of traction. And I thought we'd do a little bit of a quiz with you. Are you smarter than quiz? We do three questions, best of three, obviously. Yeah. And I reckon you might be able to take on Fifi. I played the Prime Minister the other day and just lost.
Yeah, Malcolm beat Fev. Fev beat Guy Sebastian, though. So, Carl, the big question is, can you beat me?
Can I just say this? Prime Minister hasn't beaten many others this year.
Zinger.
We should get you to be, you can't host it, at least be a warm-up guy. These jokes are on.
Righto, you ready?
Go, okay, let's do it.
Righto.
Are
you smarter than quiz? Carl Stefanovic v. Fifi Vox. What is the capital of Croatia?
Zagreb.
Yes, Carl, very good.
I only know that because my best mate's Croatian and he is completely loose unit.
And your brother was a European correspondent. You probably spoke to him a few times there.
And he got lost in Croatia one year.
He got lost?
Yeah, he went there for a night and got lost for a year.
Okay, I've got to get back in.
All right, this is not relevant for you two guys because I wouldn't think you'd have too many of them. Which animal appears on the 10-cent coin?
Oh, the echidna.
No.
I don't know.
That's a lyrebird.
Okay, this is it, Carl. It's one love in your favour. If I can't get this, you've smashed me.
Okay.
I don't even need to answer.
No, you don't. What vitamin is produced when a person is exposed to sunlight?
D! Got it! I'm back in!
Oh, was quick.
I'm back in.
All right, tiebreaker. Come on, Carl. Do it for the lads.
Coming.
How many A's are in the word Adidas?
Three! Smash
How
it!
How did you say?
I said three.
No, wrong. Oh.
Yeah, I win.
No, it's a tiebreaker. You got to answer it.
Four.
No, that's two. Oh, no, we need another question.
We're on to our second tiebreaker.
What is the fifth letter of the alphabet?
E.
Oh, boxing.
Took on Stefanovic and I dominated.
You dominated.
See you on the 14th, bro.
Okay, we've penciled in our host for the night, Carl Stefanovic. There is definitely an out clause for you, but at the moment, Carl Stefanovic is hosting. Are you smarter than Arena Spectacular?
I don't know.
Keep it going.
This time next year, tonight, 8:40 on Channel 9 after the block. Carl, thank you again. We'll get you on again soon.
Lots of love, guys. See you on the 14th.
Bye.
I think we can make that work.
Let's do it.
Come back here. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
In terms of, I know they're having their own personal biffo, her and Katy Perry, but she is smashing Katy's new album out of the water.
I think it's fair to say. Amazing. Especially with YouTube views on the first single, which was Look What You Made Me Do.
Well done, Taylor.
Which is massive. So what we just heard was the second song to be dropped from her forthcoming sixth album, Reputation. November 10th, it'll be out.
Katy needs to bring out a roar. Like, that album was incredible.
Is this Tay-Tay's thing like every other girl's done, like Christina Aguilera, where the clip's all her in bondage gear and for some reason it's raining and she's like, yeah, I'm no longer a girl, I'm a woman. Yeah,
we haven't seen the video yet, Dave, but we will let you know. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
You might have seen this over the weekend. Biffo at a Melbourne Aldi on Saturday. There was some outdoor furniture selling for $349 a set. Four. I've got a photo of it. That is fantastic outdoor furniture. I'd love that. I think that is beautiful. No wonder there many people wanted them. And unfortunately, there was a female shopper was saying that she got there first, it was hers, and then anyway, a manager had to intervene. What is unfortunate, I'll play the audio for you now, but there were actually more sets out the back. So they're having a fight, and eventually they found out, oh no, there's more out the back. But here we go, this is a fight at Aldi.
Oh my God, they're running!
Oh.
Sorry, I'll see you.
They got nasty. And it's not the first time Aldi, people love an Aldi bargain. Oof. And when their first store opened in Adelaide, this was a new story.
Desperation for bargains turned nasty when police were forced to break up a fight in the car park.
I think everybody wants a park for Aldi, yeah. And some people are prepared to run other people over to get him.
He tried to push in front of me.
I mean, people love a bargain.
There's still one in that story in Adelaide.
I remember when Stocktake sales started? It was sort of like late 90s, early 2000s, and they were when The big department stores would, for the first day of stock take sale in January, they would say, we've got washing machines for $10.
That's right. I think they called them doorbuster.
Yeah, doorbuster. I think there was legislation that stopped them because people were actually being trampled in shopping centres.
The Boxing Day sales. I don't get it. You watch the cricket and then you turn it on to the news straight after the cricket. First story, every year, no matter what, hands down, is everyone streaming in.
I know. Well, fortunately, there's not always biffo. We don't like to see that. But 131060, what have you fought over in a shop? Have you ever wanted something so badly? And there's another woman, she's got her hand on that dress, it's the only one in the shop, and the next minute you're fighting with somebody arguing, and you think, why am I... You might be looking back in retrospect, it happened a few years ago, and thinking, oh, I hope I'm a better person than I was then.
I had this, I had something similar, but I was driving on yesterday.
Yeah.
To get some, buying a roast for the cook up for my brother and his fiance and the kids. And I let this elderly lady in because I thought, oh, I'll let her in because I just stopped and go, you go.
That's
just
lovely.
To be nice.
You didn't fight a retiree.
No, but there was one car park. And she pulled into it, and I'm like, oh, my God, if I didn't let her in, I would have got that car park. I had to drive around for five times. It took me like 15 minutes.
But you're a nice guy.
I know, but I thought to myself, if I didn't let her in, like sliding doors, could have had that park.
Yeah, but wait to tell that story.
But they waved.
Yeah, but she waved. It was really nice. I was like...
But how was it off air when you said you let her tyres down? How good was that?
131060. We'll come back to your calls.
That didn't happen.
Fifi Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, on Saturday, there was a big... fight caught on a mobile phone of two customers going at it over some outdoor furniture at Aldi. And I've looked at the outdoor furniture. It's great. Like, I understand why they wanted it so badly. And they thought there was only one left. Little did they know there were more at the back. Oh, what a shame.
That'll get you.
Anyway, this can happen when you want something and you're in a situation at a shop, or this can happen over car parks, you know, when you just want something so badly and you lose sight of what's important in life. Heidi from Epping. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Heidi, have you found yourself fighting with a complete stranger in a shop?
I did. It was in the car park, shopping centre car park.
Yeah, okay, and this was over a car park?
It was over a car park.
I'm guessing it was during a sale period or Christmas shopping.
Well, it was. It was just before Christmas. Oof. So it was quite hectic, quite busy. You know, driving around in circles for a car park. I had my little one in the car, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wait. And I waited in this little aisle. So someone actually, you know, came out. So I had my reverse lights on. I was going to reverse into this car park.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to go. And someone just snitched in from the corner and just parked. So all red horns are out now. I am angry. I'm frustrated. A park brake's on. I've reversed. You know, to block the car where she's gone.
Oh,
parked.
Dear.
I've gone, getting out of my car. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what rage came out of me. I thought, I'm getting out and I'm going to tell her. I got out of the car. I'm like, I did swear a lot, and I went up to her car and I basically said, you know what? If you don't get your car out, I said, your car is not going to be here when you get back.
Whoa, this is...
Heidi, you know there's other car parks.
Evidently there wasn't.
I swear, I was waiting. I reckon I was driving around maybe 25, 30 minutes for a car park, and I crashed it, and I got that upset that she just snuck in.
So Heidi, she didn't move her car then? She stuck it with her
guns? I know. She was a little bit defensive at first, and then she got a bit... scared once I said that, and she's like, got back in her car straight away, started it, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm leaving now.
Heidi, you're laughing all through this, and that's good because it makes me less scared of you, but I was very scared of you when you said that myself. That was
Well, I am a very pleasant person. Whoa. And
something came over you.
Not that time.
Yeah. Something came over you. Heidi, I was at Chadston a few months ago, and I saw the police were called to the car park. When I watched the police interviewing two people, I was like, is this really happening? Because there was a standoff over a car park.
I went into a bakery with the kids. And you know, when you say to the kids, you can have one thing and they want three.
Yeah.
And you got to pick what you want. And I wanted the quiche Lorraine that was in there. Beautiful.
I thought it was for the kids.
No, I wanted something. Oh, yeah, so I'm waiting 5 minutes. Kids are going, I want the chocolate balls. I don't know. I want the vanilla slice. I want this. I want that. Just pick something. And I go to the lady. I'll just have that quiche Lorraine. And the person that came in after me, but left before me because my kids took so long to pick their dessert.
Yeah.
Quiche Lorraine was gone.
Oh,
fair.
Flat as a Carter's hat.
Yeah, I bet. So you fought with your kids over that?
Yeah.
I got a steak and kidney pie. It was amazing.
Lisa in Bomb Beach. Hi, Lisa.
Second place.
Guys, it is not very rare that, you know, you don't get a fight at Aldi.
Oh, really? So you work at Aldi?
I used to. I worked there for about 4.5 years.
Yeah. Yes, you've seen a few.
My first month at the Wynhurst store when it first opened, two women, fisty cuffs in the middle of the shop over a pair of boots.
It's amazing.
Is it because the bargains are just so good?
Yeah, well, they're genuine leather. They're $50, knee-high boots.
Oh, that's a great deal.
$50.
You fight for that.
You're already at 6 and 7s. There's cheap pineapples, but then there's a flat screen TV for $60. And you're like, oh, I don't know where
then there's a bike, so you can ride the bike home.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, on your $30 wetsuit, and you just.
Thanks, Lise. You know, some things are worth fighting for, aren't they?
It's been a great show, guys. Good way to start the week.
Yeah.
Remember at the start of the show, Fev, when I sat on the new chair and it ejected me?
Yep.
We've come a long way since then. That was three hours ago.
And I've sat on it for the rest of the show and now my back's sore.
It's leaning.
Can we get a video replay and put that up on our Instagram of when the chair ejected like it was a like we were in a
jet? It was like an ejector seat. It was amazing.
You were like Goose from Top Gun.
Oh, you took it.
Fev.